After we ate the matzah and the mar, and we ate the sudas yontif, and in the times of the Beit Hamikdash, we also ate from the korban pesach and the korban chagiga. We would then pour a third kos, mivarech al mizono. The third kos would be the kos that we bench on. That would be the kos of berachas hamazon. Revi, gemar love is a challah. After we say berachas hamazon, we would pour a fourth kos, and over the fourth kos, we would complete the challah. As we mentioned previously, the challah that we recite on the night of Pesach is broken up into two. Part of the challah is recited before we eat the matzah, and the rest of the challah is recited over the fourth kos. And we also say over the fourth kos, the berachas hashir. Now, which bracha is the berachas hashir? Some say it's referring to Nishmas Kol Chai, and it's called berachas hashir since it's recited after saying the Pesukei de Zimra on Shabbos and Yatzah. While some say the berachas hashir is referring to Yalucha Hashem Kol Maasecha, and it's called berachas hashir as that's the sof bracha of challah. That's what we say at the end of Hal. Bein hakosos halalu, emrota lishtos yishta. Between these kosos, if you want to drink additional cups of wine, you can do so. Between the first kos and the second kos, and the second kos and the third kos, you can drink additional cups of wine if you want to do so. Bein shlishi l'ravi lo yishta. However, if you want to drink cups of wine between the third kos and the fourth kos, you cannot do so. It's forbidden to drink any additional cups of wine between the third kos and the fourth kos, so that you don't get drunk, and then you will be unable to complete the challah. And even though you might have drunk a lot of wine previously during the meal, however, the wine that you drink during a meal does not make you drunk. But if you would drink wine between the third kos and the fourth kos, you might get drunk, and then you might fail to recite the challah. You cannot end off after the Pesach with an afikomen. Meaning to say that after you eat the korban Pesach, you should not go to a different place to eat any other type of food. This is a gzera, lest you might end up eating the korban Pesach in two different places, which is forbidden. You have to stay in one place to eat the korban Pesach. So therefore, in order that you won't end up eating the korban Pesach in two places, you cannot eat anything else after the korban Pesach in a different place than from where you ate the korban Pesach. However, if you remain in the same place, you could eat other things after eating the korban Pesach. The second shot is that which the Mishnah says they must hear in Achar Pesach Abikomen means to say that after you eat the korban Pesach, you should not eat anything else at all. You shouldn't eat any type of dessert after eating the korban Pesach, so that the taste of the korban Pesach should remain in your mouth. And even nowadays, where we no longer have a korban Pesach, however, after the meal, we eat an afikomen, we eat a kezayis of matzah, which is zechar to the korban Pesach. And the korban Pesach was also eaten after they ate other foods. And the korban chagiga was eaten before they ate the korban Pesach. So the korban Pesach was the last thing they ate after suda. So nowadays, we also eat a kezayis of matzah at the end of the suda, zechar to the korban Pesach. And in order that we should not lose the taste of the afikomen, you should not eat anything else after eating that kezayit of matzah. Yashnu mikzasan yoichel kulan lo yichel. At the middle of eating the korban pesach, some of the people in the group fell asleep. When they wake up, they would be allowed to continue eating the korban pesach. However, if the entire chabura fell asleep in the middle of eating korban pesach, the entire group fell asleep before they finished eating the korban pesach, when they wake up, they would be forbidden to continue eating the korban pesach. And since they fell asleep in the middle, when they wake up, it's as if they're in a new place. And it's forbidden to eat the korban pesach in two different places. So therefore, if the entire chabura fell asleep, they can no longer eat the korban pesach after they wake up. And the same would be true with the afikomen that is eaten zechel pesach nowadays. If while eating the afikomen, the entire group falls asleep, when they wake up, they are not allowed to continue eating the afikomen. Rabbi Yosi Omer nisnamnenu yoichelu near the mulo yichel. Rabbi Yosi said, if they are just dozing off, when they wake up, they can continue eating the korban pesach. However, if they fall into a deep sleep, when they wake up, they cannot continue eating the korban pesach. This is going back to the case where only some of the chabura fell asleep. A few of them fell asleep while eating the korban pesach. Even so, according to Rabbi Yosi, if they fell into a deep sleep when they wake up, they are not allowed to continue eating the korban pesach. And even though it's only some of the chabura that fell asleep, since they were in a deep sleep, when they wake up, they cannot continue eating the Korban Pesach. However, if they just dozed off in the middle, since it's only some of the Chabur that dozed off, when they wake up, they can continue eating the Korban Pesach.